Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the talk show, Uplifting Communities, Louisiana, with your host, Ms. Carla Serenity Baker. Today we have a really good guest, but before I say anything, I would like to go ahead on and introduce you to Ms. Carla, your host for the Uplifting Communities Talk Show, Louisiana. Ms. Carla, take the floor.
What's up? It's another beautiful Saturday, and I'm going to be honest with you guys. I pulled away from family so I can be here for this interview. This is your girl, Carla Serenity, here with Calvin Richardson. Now, I personally know when he came here to Lafayette, Louisiana, I told my PD at the time I'm going to get a red dress because I want to make sure that I'm able to at least dance with him. The Prince of Soul, Calvin Richardson, what's up?
Hey, 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 what's going on with you?
Well, excuse me, see, I got choked up just bringing you in, so I can only imagine what the next 30 minutes is going to be like. Calvin, I had to have you on the show because I know your music is like no other. Personally, I feel like you should have won. Personally, I feel like you are in the process of receiving those Grammys, right? So
Wow. What
we're going to talk about is, well, you know what? Introduce yourself to the people. How about that?
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is the Crown Prince of Soul Music, Mr. Monroe, Calvin Richardson. What it is?
What it do? John said the lines are already blowing up, so I'm not going to keep the people from you. So you guys just hold on. You're going to have an opportunity to have him, you know, to, you know, talk to him, ask him a couple of questions clean, because I know he is, you know, pretty fun. So, Calvin, tell us, what have you been doing?
Everything. You know, I've been touring, you know, all over. I'm in California. I mean, everywhere. I mean, I'm just making my rounds. You know, I've been blessed. You know, my last album came out. I did it with Eric Benet on his label, and it did really well. And I've just been, you know, basically busy ever since. You know, it came out in 2014. Here we are going in 2017. And I didn't have any new music out until now. I got something new out right now. Got a new single we just went to radio with as of last week. So, you know, I'm just staying busy. You know, I'm blessed.
Yes, you are. And we have we have one of your songs off of your new CD. I don't know if people still save CDs, but out of your new music that's out right now. I'm so
Yeah. Old
school. Okay, so you are based in North Carolina. Correct?
That's where I'm from.
But you're from North Carolina. You have your family out there, your boys and your girls. Now, one of the things that I love about your music, Calvin, is the fact that it's music that every audience is music for all audience. How does your kids influence you to have that type of music, or is it something that you feel like, you know, I have to have it out there so it can just be played all over? What is your motivation for having that type of music?
I mean, my life, you know, that, you know, my music is indicative of my life. I mean, it's, you know, my kids, you know, I definitely, when I'm orchestrating my music, I always keep them in mind because, you know, they're a huge part of my life. You know, what they'll think when they hear the music and, you know, how it will affect them in their future because, you know, they need something to grow up on that's good. You know what I mean? And I want to be, you know, I want to be that voice for them. Not only am I their father, like, but once you get past that, I'm a music maker. I'm putting music out there that's hopefully that's going to be around forever when they get grown and, you know, their kids listen to it and they can be proud of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
right.
I got you. I have one question. When you said you just finished working with Eric Benet, right?
Yeah, my last album, it was on Eric Benet's label. Yeah, he produced the whole, that whole entire CD.
Okay, this is a very, very important question because I am a huge fan of Eric Benet. Did he have shoes on?
Every day that he came to the studio, he had shoes on, just for the record. Every
so he had day, shoes
I,
on.
I don't even know what his toes look like. I have no idea. So. No
you
idea.
Know, I've always wanted to ask that. You know, if I had Hallie's number, you guys, if you know me, then, you know, I would have called Hallie and said, did he ever wear shoes? Ever? Because
yeah.
He wore shoes on the pavement. You know, he was out there. So one of the greats that you've worked with, and I still listen to their music today, and they could still, I think the younger generation need to, you know, understand that these men paved the way, including you, for what R&B music still should be today. And basically what I'm saying is that you got a chance to work with Casey and JoJo. What was that like?
Oh, man, it was, you know, as great as Casey and JoJo are, you got to understand, we grew up together. So we were doing
oh, really?
When they were kids. Yeah, when they were kids. So it was, you know, it was obviously just to work together with somebody of that magnitude, talent of that magnitude, like it's a great thing to do. But they're like my brothers, you know, and so, you know, it's just one of those things. It's just what we do. It was like just a natural thing. We grew up singing together.
So is there like a future collaboration coming up or anything like that that we should be looking out for?
Absolutely. JoJo and I are actually working on a song together. I don't even want to put the title out there, but
I don't want to put the
cart before the horse. But we definitely always going to be a collaboration from us. We have stuff that we've done now that nobody has ever heard. You know, I've done stuff with Fantasia. She's another one of you know my people. Like we all just family. You know.
Oh Lord. If I ever get a chance to interview Fantasia, I probably would be singing on the phone with her. Now, I can't sing, okay? Now, my bathroom tells me I can sing, but I can't. And I actually missed conversing with Fantasia when she came here. Do you think, do you have a tour lined up, Calvin? Were you going to be passing through the South or doing something in Cali or anything like that that you would like for your fans to hear? Or, I'm sorry, know about?
Well, yeah, you know, I have this tour that I do called Calvin Goes Bobby. So I've been on that. I've been doing that tour here probably since November. I started it, and you know, we're going from city to city, different state to state, and you know, it's where I'm doing it's not necessarily a Bobby Womack review, but you know, I remade some of Bobby Womack's greatest hits, and
I do
got
know.
Nominated. Yeah,
I
got nominated.
They're nice too.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah, we got like 3 Grammy nods for that. So a lot of people really wanted to see me do those songs. And so I went out and, you know, set up a tour where I come in and, you know, I do those Bobby Womack songs. And so, I'm doing that right now. But, it's you know, they can go to my website, iamcalvinrichardson.com, and, you know, you can find those dates, you know, when I'm going to be doing that. But I'm not just strictly doing that particular tour. I'm doing a lot of different things.
Right.
I'm doing shows, but I'm not doing that particular review, you know, so
okay.
I'm on different shows with other people like me, Life Jennings, Genuine, we're, you know, we have some stuff we're doing together, Casey, JoJo, Tank,
Hold on, wait a minute. All right, as one of my radio people say here, bookmark that. You mean to tell me you have you, Life Jennings, Genuine, Tank. If you say Tyrese, I'm getting on the highway now.
I can't say Tyrese. Tyrese is not a part of that particular.
That's a girl's heaven right there.
Well, yeah, but you know, like I said, that particular lineup. With Genuine and Life Jennings and myself. Tank is not on that one, but Tank is on the one that me, Casey, JoJo, Tank, 112. Who else is
on
that? I'm doing a lot of different stuff. I got my hands on a lot of different stuff. I'm involved with a lot of, you know, different shows that's going down that,
oh, that's an amazing show.
Yeah.
Where can we find the dates at?
Like I said, go to my website, iamcalvinrichardson.com, and, well, you know, you can go to my socials and you can see a lot of that stuff, you know, flyers and different promoters, as you know, they're posting those dates and stuff like that. And I am Calvin. I am Calvin Richardson. It's my Instagram. I am Calvin. It's my Twitter. I am Calvin Richardson.
I am Calvin.
Facebook. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you bringing it to Louisiana?
I'm not sure that we have a date for either one of those tours that's coming there, But we're working on bringing the Calvin Goes Bobby there. And so, you know, it's all about the right venue, because I don't want to we don't oversize the venue, and we don't want to get a venue that's too small that people can't get up in there. But particular show, the Calvin Goes Bobby, I want it to be more intimate, but I want enough people to be able to see it as well, where they don't miss out or can't get in. You know what I mean? So you got to be able to understand the balance.
Yes.
Let me just say this real quick. Calvin, that is exactly why I actually became a fan of yours, because your venues are for your fans. It's very intimate. It's very personal. You are there. You're singing to them. You're interacting with them, and that made me a huge, huge fan and follower of yours even more from personally experiencing it. So I just want to tell you that's a great idea. I'm sorry, John. Go ahead.
No problem. What I wanted Calvin to do, if he don't mind, is tell the people his latest song, okay, and the name of it and everything, and why he made the song, and then let us know, and then we'll go ahead on and play for the audience, because we only got like about 12 minutes left on the show.
Well, the
absolutely.
The title of the song it'll explain the reason why I made the song as well. The name of the song is Treat Her Right. And I'm talking about every woman in the world, man that has a woman that interacts with a woman of any magnitude, no matter what the relationship is, you know, there's a way that you have to treat a woman that's right. Otherwise, it's wrong.
Yes, Calvin.
So I'm the representative of all those guys out there, all the good guys. And then there are a lot of them out there. You know what I mean? I'm just that voice. I want to be that voice.
Where are they?
I'm proud.
Hi, Calvin. Where are they? Where are the good? Well, where are they? I'm just saying.
I'll send you a roadmap. I'll send you some numbers. I like that. Hey, let me tell you something. You know what I mean? There are a lot of good men out there. There are a lot of us out here. You know what I mean? You know, there are a lot of men that's not good as well, but that's why somebody like myself have to be that voice to, you know, for those people that understand, like, this is how a woman should be treated. This is what a woman wants.
Yes.
This is what a woman needs. So, you know, otherwise, you know, if nobody is demanding that from us men, then most of them, they're going to go astray because they don't have nobody holding them accountable. You know what I mean?
Say it, Calvin. Let's play this song. I got to hear this song. I got to let you guys hear this song.
All right. Let's do it. Let's see.
Would you mind if I talk to you for a second about a little something that's on my mind? What a woman really needs. You know, you're out here running around thinking you're God's gift to every woman, but you need to take care of the one that you have at home. Can't be leaving her there all alone. Now listen to me.
Sit down with the lady. Listen to what she has to say. Don't be so quick to talk about yourself. It'll only push her away. Cause a woman is sensitive in every way. You have to make her feel special each and every day. You got to treat her right.
Make her feel special.
The whole world to you.
Listen.
The same thing it took to get that woman hooked. Gonna take the same thing to keep her. Yeah.
when she get tired of that, ask her what else did she want you to do, do, do.
So powerful.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Yes, you tell them, Calvin. Treat her right. Make her, make them feel special. Now, I say them, but I don't mean 3 to 1. I mean, specify that, Calvin.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's important. It's important. It's the only way.
Okay, and again, Calvin, they can get that by going where?
They can't get that yet. We're going to have it on. It's going to be on iTunes, and you will have the downloads and stuff like that available for them right now. Right now, we just service it to radio. And so, yeah, but we'll be making it available soon, as well as the hard copy and everything.
Okay, okay. All right. Do we have anything, Scott?
Yes. I have someone want to ask you a question, Kevin. We still got We still got about 8 minutes left, okay? So
sure.
let me let them on. Okay, I'm going to let them on.
Okay. Uh-oh. You ready, Calvin?
Hello. Hello.
I think so.
Carla, state your name and where you're calling from.
Tommy Cole, Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Hello, Tommy.
Hey, Tommy.
Hello.
Hey, Tommy.
How y'all doing, Mr. Brown and Mrs. Serenity and Mr. Richardson? Hey, man, a great song, Mr. Calvin. And we need more of that nowadays. You know, a lot of songs, you know, they're playing music, not knocking anybody in the music industry, but you know, we need more songs where folks can receive their comfort and appreciate those words, because that's an awesome song, man, and all women should be treated right. And I tell you what, you make that song, man, I need to be your luggage man, carrying your stuff around so I can grab me some of these nice. No,
hey, man.
No, but
hey,
congratulations, man. And it's all good, man. And I'm just listening to you guys. You got a great show there, Miss Serenity and Mr. John. And,
thank you,
and Mr. Calvin. Hey, man, you're definitely on the one, man. You keep putting that good stuff out there, man. We appreciate you, man.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Calvin. We have another caller.
What I wanted Kevin to do is explain to the audience what are you doing in the communities right now? How are you uplifting the communities?
Basically in the communities that I go into, not just my community. You know, I try to spend time with the with, you know, young men and, you know, have conversations with them, you know, help them encourage them in their career goals. You know, coming from someone that came from nothing and, you know, have achieved a certain level of success in life and, you know, make them realize that, you know, they can do whatever it is that they want to do. And, you know, so I do that a lot. You know, we go in and sometimes certain communities will go in, I'll do concerts where the money, the proceeds are donated back to certain charities to help with school supplies and stuff like that. You know, I'm always down with, you know, trying to give back.
Okay. And, again, they can find all this information on your website, correct?
They can. They absolutely can.
Okay. Well, I know you're raising some kings in your houses. I know those are some little princesses in your house. Just that song alone, you have such a soulful voice. You know, it's like you've been here before. It's like Bobby just said, I ain't ready.
Well, you know, that's what I, you know, that's what I came from listening back to that type of music, and that's the type of, and I mean, I've heard so much. I mean, I heard a whole diverse styles of music when I was growing up, but it was just the soul music that really spoke to me. So, you know, it was the soul in me that was connecting with the soul that I was hearing, and it just, that's what comes out of me naturally. You know what I mean? And that's just what I love to do. It makes me feel good.
Yes, and you're doing a fabulous job. I mean, I almost thought that just listening to your music made you think about, you know, hanging out with family at, you know, Big Mama's house, lawn chairs, uncles, aunties, cousins, everybody just having a good time, and we can play your music. That's what I love about your music. And you have a message in there with this one. Treat her right, because you don't hear that these days with these songs out, you know? Let's just be real. So I do thank you so much, Calvin, for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. I will be doing everything that I can to promote it. You have to let me know when you hit this area so I can, you know, burn some pavements up, phones, or whatever I need to do to make sure that your event is a, you know, very successful event. I know you don't really need my help because you are Calvin Richardson, but I just want you to know that I'm here to support you when you come here, you know, to Louisiana and any other place that I can just get on a plane and go out there to. You know, we may, with that lineup, I might get my girlfriends together and be like, yo, you got Calvin, Tank, Genuine. Yeah.
Hey.
We'll be there.
Hey, you want to be there. You know what I mean? But I got to say thank you to you, Carla, as well. You know what I mean? Yeah, I was born with the name, but, you know, it was people like yourself, you guys that helped me become the artist Calvin Richardson that the world now knows, and, you know, spreading the word. Like, I couldn't do it myself. You know what I mean? And I really appreciate it. I thank you for the opportunity.
Anytime, Calvin.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So if you ever need me for anything,
welcome.
You know I'm here.
Oh, well, hey, thank you. That means a lot to me. You see the love, man? That's what this talk show is about. Rawness, love, you. We want the audience, your fans, the listeners to hear you. That's what Uplifting Talk Show is all about. So, John, we have anything before we roll out?
No, that's it, you know. And I would like to say something to Mr. Kevin. But, Kevin, you keep up the good work, man. That's all I got to say. I love your music. I've been listening at your music for a long time now, you know. And and I was shocked. I had heard the song, you know, before we played it on the radio. And I said, oh, man, God, dog. You know, this guy here got it going on, because we need this. Not only the music is nice beat and everything to the music, but the words, you know, is so powerful and it means so much. And people can hear what you're saying.
Right.
You know, people can feel that. And so, you know, like, you keep that, man, because we need more positive stuff, you know, in our communities. You know, that's what it's all about, helping one another out, you know. And it don't have to be with a dollar bill, you know.
That's
it can be just a word of encouragement, and
that's
what
right.
you just did.
Like, treat her right. You better treat her right.
That's right.
Treat her right. Don't forget to send me that list, Calvin.
I got you.
Don't be
a
stupid
ass. All right. One step further. All you guys out there that's under the sound of our voice today, if you got a woman, if you meet a woman, you come upon a woman anywhere in the world, treat her right.
There you go, Calvin. That's what I'm talking about. They better, because somebody going to take her, but that's a whole nother talk show.
Hey, I made a song called I'll Take Her. If you don't treat her right, I'll take her.
Oh, we're going to have to play that one, too. We're going to have you back on the show. I'm just saying, keeping it real. We're too grown to be playing games around here.
Hey,
you better
that's
take
right,
it,
no
right?
Game. That's right.
Or I'll get my list from Calvin.
That's right.
All right, well, again, thank you so much. And this is Uplifting Talk Show Community. I'm so sorry I'm out of wind right here because I'm excited. Your girl, Carla Serenity, hosting Louisiana show along with John L. Brown and Calvin Richardson. And John, are we out?
We out. Good night.
All righty.
Everybody.
You guys have a good day. All right.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah.